Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning in Tallahassee. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Cerny. Glad you have tuned in here at our home for Tallahassee Talks, Freedom 93, 93.3 FM in Tallahassee, and about the business of finding out what it is you're talking about. From week to week, we are out there scouring the landscape. Is that the right word? Scouring. And scurrying about, I suppose, looking for all of those things that you find important, because that's what we think is important, what you are talking about. That's what we're about. So, particularly this time of year, such a great time in Tallahassee. We celebrate springtime, do we not, with our very own Springtime Tallahassee Festival. You know, that's coming up that first weekend in April. Lots of things going on here in the month of March and into April. Of course, we've got spring break coming up for FSU starting next week. And then the following week is the Leon County Schools spring break. So what does that mean? Well, it means there'll be less traffic out there, and that might be important to know. The other thing is... we have a lot of festivals and events. We've got some folks coming in to talk with us about some of those things. One of them particularly, the BPW is going to be doing their annual Support the Girls fundraiser, and that's on Friday night, March the 15th there in Midtown. We're going to learn all about that. Dina Mims will be with us in this hour, who, for her part, as you know, is a regular contributor here at Tallahassee Talks. We consider her the social maven of Tallahassee, somebody who, man, if you want to know what's going on around town, you just need to talk to Dina, and she will get you plugged in. Places where you need to be seen, and the places you need to see. Dina has that. Well, in this case, though, she's going to talk about this great fundraiser, Support the Girls, a rather novel approach to the whole serious business of breast cancer awareness and the fight against breast cancer. This is a fundraiser that helps support their scholarship fund. And it's a very tender sort of subject, of course. But the way that they approach it is really heart-touching, I guess would be the right expression there. It is the type of thing that, while it's approached with a good deal of mirth, is it really a very serious subject. And yet they bring it off, pull it off with such great... fun, and it's a great way of showing support. $25 I think is the ticket price, and you can be a part of that and helping them see their way through in supporting the girls. Okay, also coming up tonight, Chocolate Affair is going to be out there at the Tallahassee Car Museum, and this is a fundraiser for Covenant Hospice, and of course the work that Covenant Hospice has been doing for a long time. And as you know, we had Donna Boyle on recently talking about Covenant Hospice and that work. So don't forget, that's tonight. And you know, tomorrow begins daylight saving time. So we've got to spring forward here. Turn your clocks ahead before you go to bed tonight. When you get back from Chocolate Affairs, I suppose that would be the way to do that. Make sure you set your clock ahead an hour and you realize just how late you really are. Or early. See, I always get confused about that. Spring forward, fall back. Anyway, you know, in the news this week, we were looking at a couple of things that I thought was that were particularly penetrating. There is news of a hearing that's been set for a possible Leon County Domestic Partner Registry, and that's going to be coming up. So that's in the news. If you haven't seen that story, you can go to Tallahassee.com. Learn more about what the county commission is doing in regard to that particular issue. Also, you know that there's a Senate bill that has been proposed. In fact, Tallahassee attorney Bill Wolsifer, who will be a guest here next week, be talking to William about this particular Senate bill, which has been designated the Kathy Jordan Medical Cannabis Act. Senate Bill 1250. Well, Bill Wolsifer is the author of this particular bill, and it's found support in both the House and Senate. And he'll be here to talk about that and about a lot of the other things that he's involved with as an attorney and as a member of the Libertarian Party of Florida that has provided endorsement of this. It's the medical use of marijuana. and interesting topic. So be sure that you are here for that. Let's see, what else is going on in the news? You know, they found this woman that was found dead here earlier this week over there on FSU campus. Rather a tragic tale. Apparently this woman, she was from Colorado, 54-year-old woman, Teresa Leigh Pruden Bright from Pueblo, Colorado. Apparently she had found herself homeless here and was only recently arrived in the Tallahassee area. And the story reported by the Democrats said that she had died of an overdose of drugs. So some good and some sad and some hopeful and some not so encouraging news out there for us this week. We want you to stay in tune with us because we're going to make sure that you are kept informed as we go forward. You know, remember here another rather tragic tale, but St. Patrick's Day 2 years ago, this horrible traffic accident that occurred in Tallahassee there at the intersection of Monroe and Tennessee. This young man, 22-year-old, was driving under the influence. In fact, he admitted that he had been using a artificial marijuana, and he rear-ended this vehicle, and in doing so several people were killed. He was sentenced earlier this week to 22 years in prison. Christopher Generoso, a 22-year-old man, found guilty of vehicular homicide, and then he got an additional 10 years of probation for causing the four-car accident in which Shaquilla Vickers, Vincent Vickers, and his friend Tyler Biggins were all killed. So 2 years later, sentenced to 22 years in prison. And he told the police, he said, you know, I had been smoking a synthetic cannabis known as Spice, and that left him impaired. So folks, you know, as we look forward to the weeks ahead and we think about where we may be, you got to be grateful for every day that you're given. And certainly this whole business of the legalization of marijuana that's happened in a couple of states. We have this Senate bill now that's being proposed for the medical use of marijuana. It's a topic that's not going to go away anytime soon, and we need to be aware of the ramifications, the consequences, the implications, and take an active part in this discussion. Here's an example of a tragic story. A guy kills three people and now spends the next 20-plus years of his life in prison because of drugs. Well, okay, so where do we start and how do we continue that conversation in such a manner that if marijuana is going to be legalized, we have a way of being able to control it, we have a way of being able to manage it. We have enough trouble with people out there driving under the influence of alcohol. I don't have the answers here, but I do have a lot of questions. Here's another lighter topic. In fact, Atomic Coffee, who many of you know locally, has been named the best coffee to enjoy here in the Tallahassee area. And that was an online poll that was conducted earlier in the week. Again, the Tallahassee Democrat reporting. So lots of news going on around town. I hope that you know that we are in tune with you and want to know what you're talking about. If you haven't had the opportunity, be sure to email us. Send us your suggestion for a topic or a guest simply by emailing topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. If you'd like to visit the website by the same name, TallahasseeTalks.com will feature local activities and our guests from week to week. It has a listen page where you can go and listen to any of the programs that we've been able to bring you now in our third season. So there you go, TallahasseeTalks.com. And don't forget, we do have a Facebook page. It'd be great to have you like us on Facebook. And that's simple enough, right? Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. You'll find it there on Facebook. We always get lots of neat comments from our listeners there at the Facebook page. Lots of interesting stuff people doing around town, or they'll post a photo of something they're involved in. It's a great way to interact with us. We like to know what you're doing because that's what we're all about. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We look forward to having you with us in the hour. Don't forget, we'll be looking for you tonight at Chocolate Affair, and we're going to have Marcy Collins and Dina Mims with us here in this hour. So stay with us. Welcome back. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a beautiful Saturday. Glad you're with us. In the studio, our very own Dina Mims, the social maven of Tallahassee, a past president of BPW, Business Professional Women. Dina, you are here for a very important reason, so we're going to talk about the girls. Tell us what's going on with BPW.
So much is going on with BPW, but specifically we want to talk about supporting the girls. I don't know what that brings to mind for you, but it has a lot of meanings for us.
I won't go too far down that path, but I will say that I'm certainly in support of the support of the girls.
All right. For anybody who remembers last year, there was a congregation of women wearing their bras on the outside of their clothes.
Which I do often, by the way.
Well, we expect you to be there this year if you'll do it again. In Midtown, and it attracted some buzz and some attention, and it was all for a really good cause, no matter how embarrassed our members were.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is kind of, pardon the suggestion, putting yourself out there.
We're out there, baby.
In a lot of ways. But the point is that it is really serious business.
It is for the Support the Girls Breast Cancer Fundraiser. It's happening on Friday, March 15th, and there's a lot of preparation that goes into preparing for that event to recover the monies that we've spent out of our coffers for folks who've had a diagnosis of breast cancer. So every year we raise more and more money, it's getting more and more popular, and we're able to replenish that scholarship fund, if you will, to be able to write grant checks for women who have had that diagnosis and men.
Talking with Dina Mims, past president of Business Professional Women, talking about the upcoming event, Support the Girls. And the date again for that is March
15th. Friday?
Yeah. Friday night, March 15th. And this is all happening in Midtown, am I right?
It is. And I don't know if you know, but there's a cluster of women-owned businesses right there in Midtown, which is Cabello's, Vosell's, Cole Couture, and Wineloft are all women-owned, and the other companies around there. And so we are able to display our decorated bras, which we've been working very hard on. And people come, they buy tickets, they take a tour through those companies, see the wares of those retail stores, have some wine, have some cheese, and make it a walkabout in downtown, Midtown.
Uh-huh. So it's really a rather fanciful evening, isn't it, Ben?
Well, it's a very social evening. It's a very bonding evening. And a lot of folks who don't know about it, who are just out at Wineloft, are really tickled and amused to see all of us standing by bras that are on display that have been created, as well as wearing just our regular bras on the outside and describing what we're doing. And a lot of people just buy tickets right on the spot because they want to support the breast cancer fundraiser.
And that's really what this is about. Again, the serious side of this is that breast cancer claims the lives of millions of women and men, we should
and
add,
men.
Annually. And so here we have this local chapter of Business Professional Women. We're going to talk a little bit about BPW and its mission, its vision. But what a great idea to have some fun, raise some awareness, and by golly, raise some money. Where does the money go?
The money goes to a scholarship fund. Okay. And that gets built up. And then somebody who doesn't even have to be a member of BPW. Brian, if you told me that your wife has had a diagnosis or that you've had a diagnosis, I could submit a scholarship on your behalf and get you a check for $250. Wow. Now, that's a token amount. That's not covering your medical bills. It is giving you the opportunity for a wig, a massage, some home care, groceries or paying bills or special medication.
Yeah.
We know it's an expensive journey and we want you to feel supported with what we can do.
That's awesome. And $250 is $250. I mean, and the fact is, in a situation like that, the emotional toll, any time that you're faced with the C word, especially breast cancer, it's horrifying.
It's so prevalent.
And to see you folks there stepping up and saying, hey, here's $250, but that really is an expression of how much we care and how much we support you in your battle.
You know, BPW's mission is to achieve equity for women in the workplace through advocacy, education, and information. So breast cancer is not necessarily something in our charter, but obviously affects all of us and all of our families. And if you've never been affected, you know somebody who has. Mm. And so that is something that we're able to do. We make it fun and make it silly, but it's all for a real serious cause. And by making it fun and larger than life, we get a lot of interest in it. We end up having a lot of fun. We had a bra decorating party at my house on Saturday. So my husband got to enjoy women making Hooters bras, the twins, Starry Starry Night.
Wow.
That... Breast cancer ribbons. They are some gorgeous bras on display. They're funny. They're irreverent. They're serious. They're beautiful. Huh. They're works of art.
I do recall last year's, was it the winning entry from last year? With, if I'm not mistaken, had Skittles or M&M's or something.
That was our S&M bra done by Rena Crump at Cabela's, one of our sponsoring businesses. Yes. And she did do an S&M bra. It was a big old bra, and it had Skittles and M&M's.
So you had the S on one side and the M on the other.
Well, you've got the Skittles and the M&M's mixed
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken,
but
you see, can
I'm see not real
pictures
fond of,
it.
To be honest, mixing Skittles and M&M's, that's not really what I like.
Well, at the risk of being even more risque, that this bra did not go in your mouth in any way. It was just for looks.
Oh.
So you didn't have to worry about
colored,
the fruit and chocolate mix.
I see. The brightly colored things.
That's right.
I understand there's a Lego bra this year, too, I think.
We have a little boy who is very eager to create them with his Legos. We have some little girls doing training bras, which brings tears to my eyes because they're so cute and they're so proud of them. And they get that they are helping. And
I mean, in the interest of fairness, I would imagine that if there are any men in our audience who would like to create bras, they could do so.
No
right?
doubt.
Right?
We're looking for, you know, if only
on behalf of their wives, or maybe on behalf of a friend, or
or if they want to manufacture, put together their own bro, the male version of a bra, like they had on Seinfeld, then they can decorate their bro.
I mean, Carl, are you getting all this? So, folks, if you need a little bit more information than what we can squeeze out here, is there a website we can... I know there's a Facebook page, but let's talk about the website for a second.
Well, for the Facebook page, I want to mention it's Business and Professional Women Tallahassee. But the website is www.bpwtallahassee.com. And you're going to see pictures of last year's winners. You're going to see a gallery header of a lot of the great bras that went to state. So the point is, we create them here. We have them on display. We raise money by people buying the tickets and voting on their favorites. The winning entry goes to state. BPW Tallahassee wins a lot of awards at state, fortunately, because we work really hard during the year. So we usually win an award for our bra. It comes back, and then all of those bras go to live at the Women's Cancer Center at TMH. Wow. That's what we did with them last year. So people going through that building, and they're scared, and they're coming in for treatment, it's one more reminder that they're not alone, and there are women out there who aren't even necessarily affected personally, but are doing this project on their behalf.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. We're talking with Dina Mims about BPW, Business Professional Women, and their mission to encourage equity for women in the workplace, and some other things, too, that are a little bit perhaps beyond the immediate concern of business as such, and really get into the business of living. And here they have an event that is intended to raise awareness and raise money for a scholarship fund that they provide to women, families where there is a person suffering with breast cancer. So it is the effort to fight breast cancer that we are supporting. This is coming up March the 15th, that Friday night in Midtown. And you can buy tickets and support them in so many different ways.
If I can, I want to mention that the walkabout starts at 5:30 at Orleans at Midtown with those businesses I mentioned, Cole Couture, Wine Loft, all the connected businesses there. And then at 7 o'clock, we bring the bras over to Fifth Avenue Tap Room, who is sponsoring us for the second year. We count up the tallies, and we come and announce the winner of the bra. And then everybody parties, and there's a signature cocktail. We're going to have A.B. James as our DJ. She's a member of BPW. Door prizes, and of course, you know, a big hoo-ha over the winning bra.
I like it. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Thanks for being with us. We'll be talking further about BPW when we return. I will
try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby,
we are back here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday. Freedom 93, our home, and glad that you are with us doing all that makes so many good things happen here in Tallahassee. You're a big part of that. And whatever you're doing this morning, we hope that you're going to stay with us, because we've got Dina Mims and one of her friends, Marcy Collins, will be joining us.
Yes, Marcy's the immediate past president. I'm just an old president from way back.
Ah, well, and a lovely old president you are, too, and we appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit further, too, about the scope of BPW. Here we have this organization within Tallahassee, for its part, reaching out to women and men and encouraging, I think you said the mission is formally the equity of women in the workplace. From your point of view, and you own a business, Market Done, right? And in that business, you have taken that solo. I mean, you had a vision, that entrepreneurial spirit was thriving. And now you ask yourself, where does that, how do I get that back? Don't worry, you're among good friends. But so is it that much more difficult for women to not only be in business, but to be in business for themselves, do you think?
You know what? I don't think so. I've been in Tallahassee for about 42 years. I figured out recently, and now I say it every day, so it's really making me feel old. But back then, emerging into the workplace, it was such a different scenario. Even me working, it was for the establishment here, the good old boy network, literally. And you really, it was a blessing in a lot of ways, because you learned to circumnavigate that system. Mm-hmm. You use different tones of voice, different ways of being, depending on the environment you were in. And even though that was a necessity to thrive, it really brought good skills to fore as you progress into your own business at some point and know that you handle people in different ways. You have different audiences and you adapt to fit those audiences. So I'm really thankful that some of what I considered hardship or having to work harder than a man at the time made it to where I can kind of handle all audiences now.
Well, and you have this fundraiser then, BPW, coming up March the 15th on that Friday night to help fight breast cancer and support women who are the victims of breast cancer. With that, that is not the only event that you guys do during the year.
Oh, no. I'd like to tell you why BPW matters. First, I'd like to mention that, hey, Brian and Kaba, I would love to have a Tallahassee Talks bra as an entry. And you have up until Monday the 11th, so you could do it this weekend. And then they get dropped off at Tallahassee Capital City Bank locations.
Okay.
And they'll go on display March 13th at Orleans. Any of you guys who are intrigued by this, make us a bra.
Well,
we'd love to have it.
Carl, could you work on that? Because I'm really busy this weekend. Got a lot going on.
Oh, come on. You have access to a bra, I'm
quite talking sure. About women's breasts here. And I mean, I just get a little, you know, I don't know.
Only you could see him. He's so titillated.
I'm not. I'm not, really. I'm just respectful, aren't I?
We appreciate that,
yes. I'm respectful.
Well, on top of this event, this is one of our most fun events during the year, but we also hold a Dress for Success event. And in the past, that's looked like mentors, resume proofers, people along those lines, all being at ITT Tech with a large collection of work clothes, accessories, people to cut hair, people to apply makeup. And that all provides women who have been out of the workforce and are trying to get back in but don't have the means to purchase work interview outfits, things like that, to put their best foot forward. So we take them all the way through that process. That's something we're really proud of. We have a BPW veterans program, working women, helping women work. As they emerge back into the workforce, we work with them as kind of mentors and help them to reintegrate, both women veterans and military and veteran spouses. We give them the tools and support necessary to assist them in reengaging in a meaningful career. It's probably good at this venture to tell you, just to give you a feel, yes, it's about our programs, but for me as past president, it's about our people. And connection's a big deal, and I feel extremely connected to this group of women, and their ability to reach out into the community has made a difference to so many people. I know it because I hear it all the time. And I'll tell you something that one of our originating presidents said, and that is that BPW is not just a group of women that get together to eat and chat. It's not for a meeting. It's a life-changing event to become a part of this organization because you're surrounded by powerful women who are there to support you, and they're there to push you forward, hold you accountable, give you resources, and lift you up. Christy Crump says she wouldn't have the success of the job she has now without BPW. The association she made through BPW changed her. Everything she learned about business, she learned through BPW, and the women she connected with pushed her, and I can say the same thing, encouraged her and me, challenged her and me. She says she would still be sitting in a secretarial position if not for BPW. Secretarial position is great. Christy has capitalized on that. We were talking about female entrepreneurs, right, and gone into making that a full-fledged training business and now works for Florida Restaurant and Lodging.
She took it to another level.
She did, yeah. And that was all because of the support and the opportunities to step into leadership.
So you are involved in a lot of business groups. I happen to know that. Some of them are, we'll say, male-dominated. BPW is for women, but it also has some men who are members.
Oh, we do have, right? Male members,
right?
And they delight in the attention and the minority status, yeah, that they get at our events.
Yes, I've attended a few of those. It is rather breathtaking, actually.
It's a smart man who joins a BPW.
Well,
meeting.
Because I mean, where else can you go? And you've got all these women, and you know, it's sort of like fish in a barrel, I guess.
I don't know that they would agree with you, but they're definitely kept on their toes.
But are women different in business than men from your experience? In business groups particularly? How do you guys do business that might be different than
a
men's group does?
I'm really glad you ask. I think that there is so much more emphasis on collaboration more than competition.
Really?
We're into sharing resources and helping one another more than we would be about saving our resources so somebody else doesn't get a leg up. We're a lot more communicative and relaying details. It's a whole different ballgame. I love to work in women's groups because we're delighted for each other, mm-hmm, as well as helping each other. And men, I'm sure, are proud of each other's success, but I think we can all agree we express it on a whole different level. Mm-hmm. We've had groups tell us when we've been out at award ceremonies applauding the winners from our group, which I'd like to mention what we've done.
Yes, I want to hear that.
And we're the cheering squad, and we've actually had people come up to us and say, I don't know who you people are, but can we just hire you to come to the next ceremony and be our cheering squad? We're a little rowdy and loud, but the prevailing sentiment on our T-shirts and bags for sale is well-behaved women rarely make history.
But I just don't like talking that much, and that's the thing about...
Who are you kidding, Brian? Have we met you?
Well, come on. I mean, you know, you get out there, and you're in these groups with women, and they're just chatting away, and yada yada, and I mean, come on, can't we just be quiet and get it done? Do we have to talk?
I think we're extraordinarily effective. In fact, I think we can do more in less time than most men I know. So that's my volley back
right, guys,
to you, Brian.
We're being challenged here. Well, we are so glad that you've had the opportunity to be with us this morning, folks. Dina Mims, one of the past presidents for BPW here in Tallahassee, Business and Professional Women. Tina, we're going to let you scoot away because I know you've got some other things pressing this morning, but thank you for sharing so kindly and giving us the insight. Now, don't forget, folks, that that fundraiser, Support the Girls, coming up a week ahead of us here, Friday night, March 15th in Midtown. Dina, thanks for being such a good sport.
Thanks for having me. It's one of my passions, and I love to talk about it, and I'm going to let Miss Marcy Collins take over.
And Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, Saturday morning, Freedom 93. This is where you need to be on Saturday mornings. We're glad you're here because we've got so many good things to tell you about. Lots of neat stuff happening. Now, don't forget, tomorrow is daylight saving time begins. You know, you got to spring forward, so set your clocks forward an hour before you go to bed tonight. We've been talking with Dina Mims, our lovely social maven of Tallahassee, and talking about BPW, Business Professional Women, their upcoming event, which is the 15th, Friday night there in Midtown. Support the Girls. You buy tickets, that money goes towards providing a scholarship fund for women who have been diagnosed with breast cancer. And indeed, it is an ongoing challenge for us as a community and nationally. Millions of women and men are afflicted. And so here we have BPW doing their part in wanting to raise awareness, raise some money, provide support. And it's our chance to support the girls, as they say. Marcy Collins has joined us. Marcy is also a past president of the local chapter of BPW. Marcy, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
You look lovely and green and fresh and Irish and just, golly.
I was going to say, you're all on the St. Patrick's
You're
Day.
Ready. You are ready, girl. You got it going on. Well, and I want to learn more about BPW. And you certainly have... I think a little better perspective maybe than some, in as much as you've been involved not only locally but at the state level. Where did BPW get its start? If you can give us just a snippet or as much as you care to.
Actually, BPW has been around for a lot longer than people think.
Really?
It was actually formed in the 1920s. And as the men were off at war... The women had to go to work.
To make it work.
And
yeah.
Exactly. And so when the men came back and the women were forced to go back home, a lot of them had that business sense. They wanted to contribute to the family. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it was a small group of women that formed to become professional women and to improve on their balance between work and life. And actually... We had a local Tallahassee chapter several years ago. Oh. And then as other organizations came to fruition, the Tallahassee chapter somewhat faded away.
Right.
And then that's when Christy Crump and Yolanda Miranda Hill put it back together about 6 years ago. And I believe they started off with six women and they grew to 13. Hmm. And last year we had over 80 members of business professional women. So our local chapter is growing rapidly. We are expanding. And of course, now we have the BPW state, which I am, as you mentioned, a part of as well.
Yeah. And that seems to me Tallahassee has been recognized, the Tallahassee chapter, for its growth and for some of the proficiency that you've brought. Even this Support the Girls event is an example of something that's rather unique and contributive. What are some of the things that you do with younger women, particularly students? I know you've got some involvement there too, academically.
We do. Actually, locally, BPW supports an FSU scholarship house. That's through the Southern Scholarship Foundation.
Okay.
And we support this house. It has 21 girls. Two bathrooms, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And
that's important.
It is important because these ladies really have to work together to make the household work. And so the great thing about this FSU scholarship house is it provides housing for girls who otherwise would not be able to come to Florida State. Mm. And what we do as a local chapter is we try to raise money every meeting. We have little piggy banks. We throw all of our change in. That helps us to purchase cleaning supplies. We ask for donations for appliances. It's a very old house.
Yeah.
So we, a few years ago, were able to donate a washer and dryer. Recently, we painted the living room and we redid the fireplace.
Nice.
We had a couple that donated a large sofa and chair for them. Otherwise, they were sitting on springs with cushions on top.
Yeah.
So we're very active in supporting these girls. But really, Brian, besides helping them with the house, the most important thing I know for me and for the local organization is growing these girls, these young ladies, into business professional women.
And, you know, it seems like then that BPW is a portal in some respects for younger women who are looking for access and looking for that mentorship opportunity, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, you mentioned earlier, a lot of men don't like to talk. And when they get in a group setting, women typically, even your type A personalities and your extroverts, a lot of them will sit back and listen, and they're not familiar with how to make those connections, how to network. Even the young girls that come to functions, they sit back because they're not sure, what do I have to offer to this conversation? And a lot of times it's not only what they have to offer, but it's what the women who they're talking to have to offer. So we mentor them. We talk to them. We have a Laura Williams with Dine In with Laura. She comes out to the scholarship house about once a month and helps the girls prepare meals, not just for the 21 that are there, but she teaches them shopping items. Yes. That's part of the personal growth.
I can speak with authority when I say Laura Williams knows her way around the kitchen.
Yes, she does.
My goodness, what a talented lady that person is.
She does.
I'm very impressed.
She does.
Yes.
And really, Brian, what this does on a local level expands to the state level. This year, for the 2013-2014 year, I've had the privilege of being nominated for the Young Careerist Committee Chair. And what we do in that sense is we take women from all over the state, anywhere from the ages of 18 to 35. They're considered young, so that's why I'm leading, and I'm well beyond that age. So we challenge these women to tell us about their life story, but their life story on how they've grown from a student or a mom, or as Christy's situation, where you've started out in a job and now you've built a career, how you've grown professionally, politically, personally, and what that impact has been on your life.
I've looked at your roster, and in this local chapter, you've got some ladies in this group that are among some of Tallahassee's top brass.
Oh my gosh, we have some phenomenal women. In fact, Dina had mentioned earlier about some women that we really look up to and that we admire, and that is those that are part of the 25 Women You Should Know.
Right, yeah.
We have six of those honorees as part of BPW, and just recently, in fact, Laura Reeves was in the Democrat Today. She was spotlighted. Laura Reeves and Jessica Lowe Minor are two recent honorees of the 25 Women You Should Know. And so we're not only proud of that, but we already knew they were phenomenal women. So now that everybody else knows that they're phenomenal women, and to come to a BPW event or to a meeting and just meet these women and the accomplishments that they've had. I was actually part of the panel who chose the top 25 this year. And I have to tell you, Brian, it was a very humbling experience on how these women manage their careers and their volunteering in the community and their civic organizations. I didn't realize we had that many women in Tallahassee that were so powerful.
Well, and it seems to me, and I can speak again with some authority, when I look at the women in my life and the women like you and Dina that I know professionally, there isn't a whole lot of slack there, because you ladies not only continue to do the things that you're accustomed to do and enjoy doing for your families, in terms of, you know, maintaining the home and caring for children, and including your husbands, who, you know, are always childlike. We know that. But then again, to take upon yourself even further this role as an entrepreneur, a business owner, a professional, and to carry all of that forward, from my point of view, those are exceptional people, and my wife is certainly one of those who, I can tell you, I don't know how she does her job, because she wears me out just watching her. Folks, you're in touch with a great topic today, BPW, and you are listening to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me. Welcome back. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on Saturday at Freedom 93, our home for this wonderful broadcast. in which we endeavor, humbly speaking, to find out what it is you're talking about. We want to know, because that's what we are all about. What is it that you're talking about this week? We think there's a lot of you talking about Support the Girls, which is a fundraiser held annually by the local chapter of BPW, Business Professional Women. And that's coming up Friday night, March the 15th. They're in Midtown. You can buy tickets, and the money goes to help support their efforts, a scholarship fund, breast cancer awareness, those kinds of things that certainly are important to all of us. And they'll be having a great evening there with decorated bras that they'll be displaying, and it's just a lot of fun. I've attended in years past. I plan to be there again. You can't make this stuff up. You know, it's just too much fun. But there are some other things going on too that we should mention. In fact, tonight there is the chocolate affair going on to help support Covenant Hospice. A chocolate affair is being held at the Tallahassee Automobile Museum out there on East 90 at I-10, and that starts up at 6 o'clock. So if you have not, you can still get tickets, and if you need more information, you can go to events@covenant.org /chocolate affair, or just go to events@covenant.org and you can find out more about that. We've got the Tallahassee Food Challenge going on, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is an awareness information campaign to raise awareness and support for America's Second Harvest of the Big Bend. And this is a cause that never goes away. It's something that we deal with day in and day out. But this is an opportunity during this time of year for us to show our support, donate generously to America's Second Harvest of the Big Bend, help us feed our families and neighbors, friends around the community who are in need of food. Don't forget, too, FSU Spring Break is coming up the 11th through the 15th, and then the following week is Leon County Schools Spring Break from the 18th to the 22nd, which, of course, means that traffic will be lighter, fewer auto accidents. All the body shops hate spring break because their business just drops off. But we like it because there are fewer insurance claims and injuries and all that sort of horrible stuff. So we want everybody to have a great spring break and be safe, be happy, and enjoy this great weather that's up ahead for us. And we certainly want you to come out on Friday night, the 15th, and support the girls. Marcy Collins has been kind enough to be with us in this hour. And Marcy, we've talked a little bit about BPW. And then there's this other business of the top 25 women. The Tallahassee Democrat annually will go out and based on some polling that they do and some review that they provide, they select these 25 who are really presented as examples of the kind of leadership, the kind of commitment that you're talking about that BPW celebrates. Do you think that as an event or as an activity, the selection of these 25 somehow inadvertently reinforces a stereotype? Should we not expect that women are going to excel in business? And why do we have to cull these 25 out? Why don't we have if we're going to do that, why don't we have the top 25 men each year? Is it different? Or what's your take on all that?
I think that's a really good question and insight, Brian. And some folks have brought that up. Why are we recognizing women in business?
I mean, shouldn't it be just commonplace? Shouldn't we?
You would think.
Presume as much, huh?
But if you look at it, Brian, unfortunately, women are having to prove themselves.
Still,
to this day, 2013, we still have a gap in the salary. Everybody knows that. Granted, it's increasing pennies at a time, but there's still a large salary gap. Mm. And women are doing as much, if not more, as men are. Mm. And if you think about it, take Cindy Dick, for example. Mm-hmm. She is the Tallahassee Fire Chief. Mm. She's actually going to be our guest speaker Thursday the 14th at our BPW meeting. And here's what's phenomenal about Cindy. Mm. She will tell you the story about how she started in the fire department, and it was all men, how she was treated, mm-hmm. how she had to prove herself, both in her gender, in her height, in her ability, her strength. And now look at her. She is the Tallahassee Fire Chief. She is the first woman in this position. And we're celebrating that because everybody expects a man to be in that position. Everybody expects a man to become a partner in a law firm. Everybody just expects a man to progress and promote in his career. So in a sense, we're not celebrating that because that's the norm. We're celebrating the women because we have climbed that mountain. We are on top beside our men counterparts. But we have to prove that
we can get there. Have you experienced that yourself, personally, in business, the glass ceiling?
Absolutely. Yeah. I started out as a customer service rep X number of years ago. I'm not going to give away my age that quick. But I got passed over for promotions where I had the same education. I had the same time invested. And in some cases, I had a better review. And
you thought it was gender bias at the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. However, I look back at my career and I'm actually thankful for that experience.
Why?
I'm thankful for that experience because one, it pushed me to work harder. It also allowed me to understand what my limitations were and what I wanted. Did I really want to work twice as hard to get less money? Was it a passion of mine to be at the top? And how was I going to balance my career with my family life? So it allowed me to put things in perspective. And I may or may not be as successful in the eyes of a man or a corporation, but it allowed me, those challenges allowed me to look at myself and say, you know what, I'm successful in my eyes.
And does that give you then a certain insight when you're talking with younger women, particularly those in school or those who are newly graduated and they're looking to begin their careers? How do you approach them, do you think, in light of those experiences that you've had?
I think the biggest challenge that I see that young people, not just the college age, but even the younger generations, the high school age, is self-confidence. I think self-confidence to this day is still higher in men than it is in women. And one of these young girls at the BPW FSU house, they can have dual degrees. They can be on the lacrosse team. They can have community service under their belt, but they still look at themselves as not worthy enough, or they lack the confidence to think that they can exceed. I have twin daughters that are 14, and both of them are hesitant in the careers that they are looking for because they think, well, that's a man job. But they're starting to see that women are making a presence, not just professionally, but politically. And that's something that I'm trying to instill in them, is that, you know what, it's all about your self-confidence and your desire and what you think is successful.
Talking about women in business here with Marcy Collins, particularly BPW, the Business Professional Women's chapter here in Tallahassee, a chapter for this community that represents a very large organization nationwide that you said started back in the 20s and has had a real resurgence here in the last decade or so, particularly in Tallahassee. And Marcy served as one of the presidents in this chapter, now working at the state level. And you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. We're glad you've tuned in. Don't want to forget that, in fact, tomorrow begins daylight saving time. So you got to remember to set your clocks forward. Isn't that right? Spring forward, fall back, right?
That's right.
Okay, so I got to spring forward, set my clock an hour ahead of time before I go to bed tonight. Or you could do it now, and then you'd be an hour ahead of everybody else throughout the rest of the day. I have no idea why that would be advantageous, except that maybe in my case, for a change, I wouldn't be late. I'd be an hour early. Like, okay, the moose is loose. And we got lots of neat stuff coming up. Tonight is the fundraiser for Covenant Hospice out there at the Tallahassee Car Museum Chocolate Affair. That starts at 6 o'clock. Very, very important event. coming up Friday night, the 15th, in Midtown. Support the Girls, the annual fundraiser to help fight breast cancer, brought to you by Business Professional Women. Marcy, thank you for being with us. It is always a pleasure to have you here in studio with us. We learn so much from you every time you're here.
Thank you so much for having me, Brian. I really appreciate it. And I hope everybody comes out and supports us on Friday night. If nothing else, just come out and have a great time. Look at all these wonderful decorated bras and really support the cause for the deserving women that will receive the scholarship.
Indeed, we will be there with you Friday night. Folks, this is a great opportunity to show your support for this organization and for this community as we take it upon ourselves to support women who are faced with breast cancer. And a great fundraiser, great fun, Midtown Friday night. Folks, I want to tell you, if you've missed one of our shows, you should not be dismayed, because we have at our website all of the broadcasts that we've been able to bring to you. Now in our third season, can you believe it? We've been at this going on 2.5 years, I guess, or so. And all of those broadcasts are available to you. Go to TallahasseeTalks.com and go to the listen page, and you'll see them there nicely organized so that you can select that particular broadcast that you would like to hear again or perhaps that you missed. If you have an idea for us, a topic or a guest you'd like us to consider, we always like hearing from you. Topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Simple enough. Send us your email. We like to know what you think is important, because that's what we are all about. We want to know what you're talking about. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny every Saturday morning right here at 93.3 Freedom 93 in Tallahassee. We'll be looking for you again next Saturday morning. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.